Justin Timberlake and Nick Cassavetes with us this morning at 102.7 KISS FM. Justin stars in the movie Alpha Dog, and Nick wrote it and directed it.
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. There's Nick and there's Justin, and they're together. Okay, cool. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Thank you both for coming on. We appreciate it. We've been talking about the movie all morning long. Of course, Nick directed. By the way, Nick, you directed The Notebook, which also made me cry.
Oh, sorry about that.
Then I'll make it. Justin, I saw Freedom Riders also last night, which I was a disaster in that because I was like an irrigation system. Do you cry in movies?
I cry all the time, Ryan.
You're a sensitive guy. I know that.
Yeah.
Well, Alpha Dog, we were discussing the real sort of genesis of all of this. This is based on a true story, based on the life of Jesse James Hollywood, who at 20 was the youngest man to ever be on the FBI's most wanted list. Nick Cassavetes is the director and also wrote the screenplay. Why'd you want to make this a movie, Nick?
Well, I had heard about the film... for a while, my kids went to the same school as all these kids, El Camino out in the valley. They were younger, but I'd heard the kids talking about it for a long time, so it was interesting to me.
And Justin, how did you get involved?
Basically, I'm the greatest of all time, and Nick couldn't resist putting me in the film.
Yeah, did you have to audition at all?
I don't know. You know, Nick and I met and we talked about the film, and we had met earlier about some other things that didn't pan out, and I just always told him to keep me in mind for future projects, and this came up, and we met about it, and I demanded that I was in the film. Is that kind of how it went, Nick? I don't know.
Yeah, his people threatened me.
Johnny Wright laid down the boom.
Yeah, because Johnny Wright is so frightening.
Well, I feared for my life.
Well, have you guys been following, I'm sure you have, I mean, Justin, have you been following some of this court drama? I guess it was possible that the movie was going to have to be postponed in terms of its release.
Yeah, I've been following all of it, so it's crazy.
Yeah, a judge ruled that the film based on this guy's murder case can open today as scheduled, even though a defense lawyer contended it could taint the jury pool for the upcoming trial.
Well, in a way, yes, but I've been talking to when you research a project like this, you talk to all sides. So I knew Jimmy Blatt, the lawyer for young Mr. Hollywood, and we talked about it. He's got a job to do, and I respect the Mr. Hollywood's right to a fair trial. But, it's never happened before, and if they had enjoined the movie and stopped the movie from coming out or delayed it from coming out, it would have raised a lot of First Amendment and Sixth Amendment issues.
So Justin,
I felt pretty confident.
And Justin, you're balancing the tour, and I know you're coming to L.A. I got some tickets, by the way, to that show at Staples, which is in just a few days, coming to us from Sacramento today. How are you balancing both the promotion for a film and also launching this tour? Because when I saw you at the Jingle Ball, we talked about how much pressure there is or how fatiguing it can be to go on a tour like this.
It's tricky. It's just a meticulous process. You have to definitely plan it out. You don't get a lot of sleep, and that's pretty much it.
And how long is this tour you're on?
As of right now, we're going until the end of July. So,
do you think you're going to make it?
I don't know. It remains to be seen.
I think we heard word from Timberland that said that the second you hit the bus, you just crash.
Yeah, it's an action-packed extravaganza. So,
Justin Timberlake and Nick Cassavetes with us right now. Nick directed the movie, and Justin, of course, stars in the movie. Justin being talked about in all kinds of circles right now and has released a joint statement about his relationship. We're going to talk more with these guys and that next to KISS. Hang on. Justin Timberlake and Nick Cassavetes with us right now, 102.7 KISS FM. Justin, of course, right there with My Love and T.I. joining him. Nick directing Alpha Dog. Justin starring in Alpha Dog. Justin in the news everywhere today. Justin, before we get to some of that, I want to ask you, there were reports that you guys had to go into boot camp because I've seen lots of pictures of you with your shirt off. Did Nick make you go into boot camp for this movie?
It got weird, didn't it?
I need you to put your shirt back on.
Please.
Ellen, can you say something? Because
yeah, well, he's wearing head to toe William Rast today.
Oh,
that's a good
dude
thing.
I'm wearing that.
He's got the hat, the jeans. I love those jeans. I need more. We wear them every day. They're so great.
I have a camouflage hat that says Tennessee with compliments.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? He's always thinking of you.
In fact, you'll see, I slept too late today. You'll actually see it on TV because I didn't have a chance to do my hair for the TV stuff today.
Okay. All right.
Nick, did you send these guys to boot camp?
Yeah, I put them through a little bit of misery. You know, I had to get up every morning and train for, how was it, 6 weeks before the film started. You know, and we had to sell in the movie that these guys would grow up together and lifelong friends, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't think that there was any way to do that except, give them a lot of misery so they could complain a lot. They bonded in it. So it was... It was tough on the kids, but it actually worked for the film.
A joint statement came out today, and this was released on behalf of Cameron's camp and Justin's camp, and it says, "It has always been our preference not to comment on the status of our relationship, but out of respect for the time we spent together, we feel compelled to do so now. In light of recent speculation and the number of inaccurate stories that are being reported by the media, we have in fact ended our romantic relationship and have done so mutually and as friends with continued love and respect for one another." A lot of your fans have been following this and your personal life, Justin, and want to know how you're doing.
I'm great. I'm on tour and it's awesome.
Are you distracted by all the work you have right now?
Yeah, it's great.
When are you back here in LA, Justin?
I will be in a few days. We have Sacramento and then Phoenix, and then I think we're back in L.A. So come on down and see me, Ryan.
Well, just FYI, you're not keeping a low profile right now.
Okay.
I just want you to be aware when you get back, people are talking about you.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
In good ways, in good ways.
Hey, Justin, good luck on the tour, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, have a great... How does the day work? So it's obviously 8-something there, and how does your day work with a concert tonight?
Well, I'm going to go back to sleep after I get off the phone with you guys.
You're very nice to get up for us. Thank you.
And then I'll sound check today around, I don't know, 3 o'clock, and then we'll just we go on stage around 8:30.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much. We got tickets to Justin Timberlake's show, 800-520-1027 right now at Kiss FM. Nick, good luck with the film. Justin, you too, and we'll see you in a couple of days here in town. And the movie to go see, Alpha Dog, 800-520-1027 at Kiss. Nick, man, it's a pleasure to get to know you a little bit too. I'm really glad that you came on, and I own Notebook on DVD.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, bro.
Again, it got a little weird.
You're the one that makes it weird. It's not weird till you say it's weird.